Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry. I am honored to be the host of this, and I'm also honored today to be joined by a friend of mine, as well as a great consultant out there, and that is Lynn Leggett. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing great. It's always good to talk to you. I know what an awesome human being you are, but I'd love for our listeners to know that as well.
Oh, you are very kind. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, I own a company called Victory Dental Management, and my passion is really working with practices who need to understand leadership. I come at this a little differently, and I know, Kevin, you and I have talked about this a lot about from sports. Yep. And I love coaching, and coaching just seems to be in my blood. I haven't always worked in dentistry, which I personally think is a good thing, but I can bring my experience from whether it be transportation and logistics or project management, running a pharmacy, running a medical practice into dentistry. And I found that the one thing that has tied myself all through that industry knowledge is coaching. So when I teach other people, it's always from that encouragement coaching perspective. So that's really what I'm all about.
You know, and that's one of the things I know you and I have talked about numerous times in the past is, you know, and like you said, not only are you a coach whenever it comes to dental practices, but also that shaper of young minds whenever it comes to being a coach as well. And I'm wondering, whenever we talk about coaching in the dental practice, what are some of the differences between what you may do on a basketball court versus what you may do in a dental practice? What are some similarities that you see there?
Oh, I see a ton of similarities because I feel like when I coach, no matter if it's, you know, on the court or off the court in a dental practice, I always want to bring out somebody's full potential. And that isn't necessarily just the doctor or hygiene or, you know, admin team, assisting team, whatever it is, because I find that there's such untapped potential in the practices that I work with that I want to bring all of that out. So that is really the similarities between basketball and dental, but it's one of those things that I can see it. A lot of people can't see that aspect, but it's very obvious for me when I walk in and I'm like, oh, this individual has so much more that they can give. They're just not asked, or things aren't organized enough for them to ask, you know, how do I fit in this practice? What more can I be doing? Because I really want to, but maybe I'm not speaking up as a team member. Maybe they're a little introverted and they don't know how. I find that a lot of times.
You know, I think you're reading my mind. It's a little scary because I was gonna ask you about whose responsibility is it to kind of bring that out of people? Is it you as the coach? Is it the dentist as the leader? Is it the team member? You know, I think we can kind of start a framework talk around leadership here. And whose job is it to really bring out that best within that person?
Well, I tell you, if I'm working with the team, then I'll see it when I'm on site and I'll mention something. But if I'm not working with a particular practice, let's take it from that standpoint, because we all know doctors love the operatory. That's why they went to dental school, or that's why they're a specialist. That is their happy place. Everything else that isn't in that happy place, they don't like that too much. So that's why I love to teach this stuff in a unique way, because doctors always tell me, Kevin, they're like, oh yeah, I have a team working for me. Well, the leader of a team is called a coach. So when I teach leadership, I'm actually using what I call the coaching model. And that is something that it doesn't matter what generation you were born in, male or female, it has no relevance, because everybody understands what a coach does. So if you don't enjoy sports, that's okay, because this is the kind of stuff dentists are never taught in dental school, but yet I find it's the hardest for them to learn. So I like to make that easier for them, and teaching it in a way that enables them to have a framework for leadership, because that naturally takes advantage of what they do already, which is education and encouragement. So to answer, that was a long answer for your question of,
nope.
I think the leader of the team, the practice owner, the dentist should be looking to see, it's a different lens that they need to look at their team and go, okay, is there something that somebody can do better? But you only know that if you take the opportunity to learn about your team and have the leadership game plan that I love to talk about that sure. you need to have in your practice.
And does that leadership game plan apply? Because I know right now in dental practices, we have so many different generations that are a part of the dental practice. Is that something that you see that spans across no matter if you've been in this industry 5 minutes or 50 years?
Absolutely, because part of that game plan that I'm referring to is like the coach's playbook. It's another way of looking at it that way. And I find that no matter what generation, everybody wants to understand, what am I doing and why am I doing it? What is the greater reason? And there are generations that the younger generations really want to make more of an impact, and being able to make an impact answers that why question. And that's one of the things that's a part of the leadership game plan, is answering those questions as a team so everybody understands their individual role within the practice, but then how that relates to the practice as a whole. Because I don't think a lot of people can disassociate and understand how all of that puzzle works. How do you look at it from the individual, and how do you look at it as a team?
And I think sometimes the team is feeding off of each other a little bit, and that's where burnout can come in. And really, you know, one thing that I have seen in dental practices, and I wonder if you have as well, is that if a team member's burned out, it can kind of spread, you know, like wildfire, pardon the pun, but it can spread in that practice, and it can really make an effect on other people as well.
Oh, you are dead right. I mean, it is just, when you hear the phrase enthusiasm is contagious, so is the negative. The negative, because we're human, sometimes we grasp to that negativity more than we should. But that comes back to, you know, and burnout's one of those things that's a big topic now, as well as, you know, other things like how to keep your team or hiring to keep those team members. Because I think all of that comes under the umbrella of leadership. Because if you're leading in the right way, burnout is an occupational hazard, and it's been researched as such. And that's one of the topics that I love to speak about. I love to speak about all of this because it's one of the things that it needs to have relevance. And I always want to help others. I realize that's the heart of me as a coach, is I always want to be able to help, but not with fluff. It needs to be more actionable things that you can actually listen and then do on Monday morning. So when it comes to burnout, it's completely preventable if the right steps are taken as the coach. And how do you craft your leadership model and bring everybody into the fold? It really comes down to preparation, planning, and communication. That is what you can boil a lot of things down, and, you know, from life, right? Just to those things.
And as a coach and as a leader, if you sense that there's something burned out or someone is getting to that stage, is that something that you always say tackle it earlier than waiting to see how it progresses?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, before you even get to the burnout stage, you're highly stressed. And I think that's one of the things as leaders of teams, no matter what teams we have, we need to be able to recognize that somebody is under an undue level of stress. That's going to come first before, you know, true burnout by definition. So one of the things that, again, the leader of the team, we as humans will act a certain way when we're not under stress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we can have really great days in the practice. Things are running very smoothly. It's a great day. Everybody's happy, all smiles. But the first time something happens that maybe we're running behind a little bit, or somebody didn't seat a patient when they should have, or it could be anything, all of those things come together. And now everybody's under stress, and we don't act our typical selves when we're under stress. When that happens, then we may be saying things in a way that we normally wouldn't say to somebody if we're highly stressed, but days and days and days, weeks and weeks and weeks of things like that, or allowing conflict to occur in the practice and it never gets settled amongst team members, it builds, and then animosity and all of these negative things can build. And that's going to bring ourselves to, if it's not burnout, then we're thinking, why am I here? I can go to another practice. My skills are valued somewhere else. And that is the part that needs to be cut out and focused back to, wait a minute, I have my leadership plan here. If you have the plan, then that takes all of that into consideration. And those boundaries are there to be able to help everyone so that you don't even get to that point. I don't ever want anybody to get to the point of burnout, because that is something that's affecting not only their professional life, but also their life, their personal life. And that's something that is completely avoidable if the right steps are taken to avoid it.
So are we seeing it now more than ever, knowing what's going on in the hiring market, knowing that so many dental practices have been short-staffed? Is it more of an issue maybe now than even was before the pandemic?
Absolutely, because I think for a couple reasons. One is more people are talking about it. It's a huge topic. I know it's one personally I've written on for quite a bit, and so much so that I'm speaking on burnout, and that's one of the topics that I'm asked to speak on a lot because it is so relevant for everybody. But I think we've gotten to the point, especially, you know, during the pandemic and afterwards, that we're realizing it gave us a lot of time to reflect on what is my purpose? What do I really want to do? And am I fulfilling that? And what does that look like? What is not necessarily life balance, but am I happy doing this for 10 hours a day? Is this really what I want to do? So of course, during COVID, we had a lot of people retire or decide not to go back into our wonderful field of dentistry. So that's one of the things that for those that stayed and for those that want to continue in our industry, we need to be able to make sure it's a healthy environment for them so that, you know, we figured out how this all works now. But I think a lot of people are more cognizant of it, and they're definitely more vocal about it. And the old adage that, you know, I'm going to find out if the grass is greener. If the grass is not green where you are now, the grass is probably going to be greener, or you're willing to try things that you maybe weren't willing to do a few years ago.
And it feels like, just going back over what we've been talking about the last few minutes, and back to leadership, it feels like that almost leadership has become an even more important thing now, knowing that there's how to balance the holes that there may be in your team right now, and knowing some of your team members may be stressed out, that leadership becomes an even bigger thing that dentists should be embracing now, maybe more than ever before.
Absolutely. You could not be more correct by that statement, because that is what's going to that's what's going to keep the team cohesive. I mean, let's delve into that for a second, because one of the things that's happening is we know what we need to do day in, day out, no matter our role and responsibility in the practice. I say that we should know. If we don't know, we need to ask. I'm going with the assumption that everybody understands their individual role and responsibility within the practice. But then how do you keep a team going? It's up to the coach to constantly build an environment where the cohesiveness of the team naturally comes together. But in order to do that, it takes that communication. And that's the part that I'm finding that you no longer is it okay to stick your head in the sand and go, oh, my office manager will take care of it. It's not okay. You need to be actively involved in all of these things, because you're the practice owner. You're the leader of the practice. And your passion for dentistry should be so enthusiastic, and the team should be able to get behind that it really is like a piece of cloth that's woven together. There's so many things that weave together that it's a team environment from that. And, you know, oftentimes I'm brought in for clients that feel like, or they'll tell me, hey, Lynn, I've got employees. I don't have a team. Well, that happens all the time. So how do we create a true team out of employees? And there are a lot of different steps to be able to do that. But all of that comes back to ultimately leadership, which when you say that to somebody, especially in dentistry, they're like, oh, it's not that important. Well, we've known now how important it is. And those practices that want to continue to grow and continue to be able to achieve their goals and more year over year, because a lot of practices are doing more with less. So it's doable, but how do you do that? it comes back to being that true leader and being able to plan and keeping your team focused on what are we doing as a unit? What are we doing as a team? Our goals, you know, monthly, quarterly, yearly, all of these things are so important, even down to daily goals, because we need to be there to encourage one another. Because, I mean, let's face it, Kevin, some days are easier than others. We have Sure. lives outside of the practice, and we got to take that into consideration. And one of the things I love to do, if I have a moment to explain, I love to do this with my practices. And I want to share this with our audience as well, that in huddle, I always love the, give me your number. And the number is 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best. And I would much rather know when everybody goes around, hey, if I've got 4s and 5s, I'm good. If I hear a 1 or 2, I need to talk to somebody because something's up. Because by the time we've created a team, that trust is there, that if somebody is hurting or something's happening, and it could be anything from an aging parent to a sick child, we don't know because we haven't walked in their shoes exactly what they're under. But if you start caring about your team like that and you want to know what's happening, you've got to ask the right question in an open environment where they're willing to share. And asking that number is just the first thing that you can do. And then having those conversations afterwards to make sure they're okay.
I love it. And I know this is something we could talk about, I think, for hours on end because it's such a hot topic today. But I want to make sure our listeners know, how do they get a hold of you to learn more? And are there resources out there that you have that you know, you'd be willing to share how to reach those as well?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the first thing, I would be remiss if I didn't share with the audience that I do have a book out, and it's called You Can't Coach Quit, and you can find it on Amazon. And it has been a wonderful resource for clients of mine and other practices that I have not worked with yet. As far as directly getting in touch with me, please go to my website, which is victorydentalmanagement.com, and you can get in touch with me on my contact page. And you can also go there to sign up for my newsletter, which won't surprise you. The name of that is called The Coach's Corner.
It doesn't surprise me at all, as it turns out. That's awesome. Well, Lynn, thank you so much. I know we covered a myriad of topics today, but I really appreciate your time.
Oh, well, I want to thank you because you have a passion for teams and dentistry as well. So I want to thank you for what you do for our industry.
Hey, glad to do it, because I think, you know, I'm a big believer in the rising tide lifts all boats. I'm a big believer in that. And I always loved talking with like-minded people like you, Lynn, as well as so many members of the Speaking Consulting Network. Make sure you check out speakingconsultingnetwork.com. Make sure that you learn more about what SCN has to offer. And until the next time here on the Dentistry Speaks podcast, this is Kevin Henry signing off and wishing you nothing but success ahead.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.